and welcome to another episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. I'm sorry I'm a little bit hoarse, but I definitely did not want the day to go by without me giving you guys another episode of Relationship Talks. Today, I have no special guest because today I want to kind of have a heart-to-heart one-on-one conversation with my podcast family as well as my YouTube family. And today, I want to talk about the importance of not losing yourself in your relationships. And that can be your relationship with your partner, as well as your relationship as a parent, as a friend, as an employee, in all the different facets of our lives. But because this is specifically about relationships, I want to talk about the importance of maintaining your own identity in your relationships. And so one of the things that I can definitely attest to, I've definitely done it in my relationships over the course of the years that I've been in relationships, is started to kind of adopt the identity of that relationship and that letting that kind of define me. And it's so important that we still maintain who we are as individuals despite being in a relationship. So the same person that you were when you were the single version of yourself, the version of yourself that was working on whatever things you were working on towards your own personal goals, that's the version of yourself that you don't ever want to lose. And I say that because it's so easy to get caught up in your relationship to the point where you're only spending time with that person for the most part. You're only making decisions with that person. Everything that you do is intertwined with that person to the point where sometimes we can tend to become complacent and actually neglectful of the purpose and the plans that God has for our lives as individuals. And so I wanted to share this video because it's something that I think we all have been guilty of doing. And it's something that if we pay a close enough attention to, and we recognize that we may have started to go too far to the left and consume ourselves in our relationship and not focus on our purpose and the plans that God has for us as an individual, it's also a wake-up call to help you guys to snatch yourselves out of that and to slap yourself out of that mindset. And it's nothing wrong with being in a relationship. I mean, it's beautiful, especially in the very beginning. You're in the honeymoon phase. Everything is great. You're enjoying that person. You're getting to know that person. You love being around that person. You can't get enough of being in their presence. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Like, that is the thing that I long for, to be able to have that. However, if you find that your relationship and you being in your relationship causes you to veer off from your purpose and your plan, so you find that you're slowly but surely not focusing on your own individual goals, not slowly but surely not focusing on the purpose that God has for your life, and you find yourself only entertaining those things in that relationship, then that's where you need to reel yourself back in and find some practical balance. And so I say this because it's easy to get caught up, especially when everything is great. When it's great and you just love being around each other, it's the most beautiful, most fulfilling, most exciting, satisfying time in that relationship. And you'll find that when you are with that person, it'll start slow. So slowly you'll start to find yourself, okay, well, I know, like in my instance, you know, I'm like, I love to record my podcasts on Sundays and then post it on a Sunday. So, and that's not my situation, by the way. I am not in a relationship. So my stuff is just, I'm just busy as I don't know what. But in these situations, you'll find yourself, okay, so you post on Sundays for your podcast or for whatever it is that you do. And you find that, oh, well, I really want to spend time with my new boo. I really want to spend time with my girlfriend, my boyfriend, whoever. And you'll find yourself slowly but surely kind of backing away from the things that you've already done and the things that you've set in place and in motion for your life. It's nothing wrong with having flexibility, but you need to make sure that your flexibility is actually flexibility and not you completely getting off course from your plan and your purpose. So I say that to say, don't be rigid. If your regular recording schedule is 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, then keep your recording schedule at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And just know that when it's time for you to spend time with your significant other, you can spend that time either before or after. Okay, so it's just those little minor tweaks that can help us to kind of stay focused, because it's so easy to get caught up in that, And it always starts off as a small little thing, and then it snowballs and snowballs and snowballs. And you look back a year or two or 10 or 5 years later, and you're like, oh my God, when did I stop singing? Or when did I stop painting? When did I stop doing a podcast? When did I stop, you know, having this day as my self-care day? If you notice in your relationship, and I want you guys to be honest with yourselves, take a real evaluation of your relationship. And if you find that you are slowly but surely starting to stop doing the things that you were doing that was a part of your routine, that kept you grounded, that kept you focused, that kept you where you needed to be, then you might need to make a little minor tweak. I'm not saying not to be with your significant other. And I apologize if you guys can hear the sirens. It's a lot going on outside, obviously. But I want you guys to know that regardless of whatever it is that you're doing, you need to focus your energy and your attention on your purpose. Because at the end of the day, even if that person is in alignment, which they should be in alignment with what God has called you to do ultimately, even if that person is in alignment, you still don't want to lose your identity. And as a woman, I can totally relate to doing this as a mother. I can remember for years and years and years, I would focus all of my energy and all of my attention on my children, you know, getting them involved in whatever activity they were in, getting them involved in whatever things they needed to go to, whatever meetings they needed to go to, whatever they needed to go to. And eventually I started to look back, and I think it was like maybe 3 or 4 years before I realized, you know what? I totally stopped going to the gym in the morning. Like, that now consumed my time to where that mental space that I needed for myself to rejuvenate and edify myself, I had taken away, and I had moved somebody else into that place. And I say that because it's so easy to do as a parent. And if you're a single mom or a single dad, it's so easy to do because, you know, we're in a routine. As a single parent, you know, you get up, you know, you get the kids, make sure their food is ready, make sure their lunches are packed, make sure, you know, the house is clean, dishes are done, making sure everybody has clothes laid out, making sure you do all of those things. And then by the time you look up, you no longer go to the gym in the morning. You no longer have your meditation or prayer time in the morning. And it's so easy to do it. So when I say these things, I'm saying it not because you're intentionally neglecting your purpose or the things that you do for yourself, for your self-care, for your self-love, but it's because it's just a part of the routine that has changed. So we have to protect that time and guard it as if it is like vital, because it is. It is vital for me. So my kids now know, they're older now. Thank God I have older teenagers and a daughter that's 23. So I no longer have the hustle and bustle of little teeny children and packing lunches and all of that stuff. But I still have to make sure that I'm maintaining my own personal time with myself. So in the mornings, my kids know, first thing in the morning, don't come knocking on my door. Between 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning, that is my time for meditation and for prayer. That time does not go to anybody but God. My first words that come out of my mouth go to God. I do my yoga, I do my meditation in the morning, or I'm at the gym in the morning. So they know that that time is not to be for anybody else or anything else. That is my time for God. That is my self-care time. Okay, so I have my prayer, my meditation in the morning, and then I'm leaving out to go to the gym about 4:45 in the morning, and then I'm at the gym at 5. And then from 5 to 6, I'm at the gym. Then I come back home. Then I'm making sure that I have time to wake up the kids, get them, make sure they have all their stuff ready for school. That's how I've learned to plan my life. Now, when I am in the position with having a significant other and they live with me, or we are in a, you know, under the same roof, or we're a part of each other's daily routine, he needs to understand that that is going to be a part of my life. I have to have that part of my day in order to recharge my battery, in order to be successful, in order to have that time with God, in order to get the direction from God, to know how to lead my day, how to raise my children, how to be a good girlfriend, a good wife, a good spouse, a good supporter. All of those things are necessities. And it's not like you're doing it to push that person away, but you're doing it because you have to take care of yourself. And so I want you guys to kind of really take a inventory of your life and analyze those areas of your life where you've kind of let some of your own personal time and your own personal purpose slip because you were so focused on your children or so focused on your relationship or so focused on your duties as a wife or as a husband. It's so important not to lose yourself. Because one thing I will tell you from experience, and I saw this happen in my own life, so I'm not telling you something that I think, I'm telling you something that I know. You will begin to be very resentful when you start to consume yourself with everybody else and you take no time for yourself. Eventually, you're going to resent that person or those things that you've allowed to take over that part of yourself where you were doing your self-care. And so it's got to be intentional, guys. Nothing is just going to happen. So one of the things that I constantly tell you guys on this channel, relationships are not good or bad based on the, you know, just because relationships are good or bad. It's based on you as an individual and that person as an individual and the amount of work that you're willing to put in. So you've got to be intentional with the work that you put into your relationship. So it's not going to just come from sunshine and rainbows just because you want it to and because you really love each other. Love is not enough. It has to be intentional, practical things that you do to maintain that relationship, whether it be a relationship with your significant other or a relationship with your children or a relationship with your parents or a relationship in your job. You know, all of those different hats that we wear as individuals, we have to be intentional with making our impact in those areas. And so your relationship with your significant other and or your children or your family is no different. Be intentional with the time that you spend. Be intentional with the time that you put into those things. So I have, you know, gotten off course myself recently because I, you know, I'm in a new job. And in addition to the new job, you know, I'm working on the album. I'm trying to finish, not trying, I'm finishing the album and releasing it by the end of this month. So Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle, the EP, will be out by the end of this month. But there's a lot of hard work involved with that. In addition to me adapting to a new job and building my team for my HR department. So that is a challenge. Then I'm still a single mom. Even though my children are teenagers, they still need me. I'm still doing drop-offs and pickups and all of these different things. In addition to maintaining my home and maintaining my finances and doing the things that I need to do for the other businesses that I have, promoting the book. All of those things are things that are on my plate, and my plate is super de-duper full. But at the end of the day, I cannot neglect that time that I spend in prayer in the morning, that time I spend in meditation in the morning, and that time, if I was to be with a significant other, that I would dedicate to that person. If I want to be successful in the different roles and wearing the different hats that I have to wear as an individual, I have to dedicate that time for self-care. And my prayer, my meditation time is self-care as well as my fellowship time with God. That is non-negotiable. And I have to be honest, there have been for the last probably month and a half that I have been off course with, you know, my yoga, my meditation, my prayer time, my time in my scriptures. I've been kind of off course because I've been so busy and so consumed. And one of the things that I've noticed is that I feel depleted. So I don't necessarily have the energy to do all of the things that I need to do. When I'm tapped in the mornings, and that's how I start my day, I literally have the energy to do all of the things and wear all of the hats and be successful in all of the roles that I have to play. But when I have missed that time and it's been consistent, like it's been spotty here and spotty there, or I've been consistently not doing it because I'm so exhausted, I'm sleeping in late, I've noticed that my attitude is not as good. I've noticed that my energy level is not as good. I've noticed that I'm not as patient. I'm a lot more quick-tempered. I'm a lot more irritated and frustrated. And all of these things compiled on top of each other will be the reason why a lot of people experience depression. A lot of the reason why people experience high anxiety. So we've got to balance our lives. We've got to learn the value of balance. Balance is so important. As an individual, it's so important as a person. We have to learn to balance. So I don't know what your morning routine is. I don't know what your situation is in your relationships, but I want you to take a few moments and really analyze those things and really start to reel in those areas where you've allowed yourself to slip, or you've allowed other things to take precedence over those self-care times and those moments of dedication for you and whatever it is that you do for yourself, whether it's your prayer time, your meditation time, your yoga, whatever it is, you cannot allow those things to slip, because I promise you, if you do, you will regret it and you won't be your best version of yourself in your relationships. And we know that the goal is always to be our best version. I am so exhausted by hearing everybody talk about how marriages, it doesn't work, and how relationships are just for our older days and it's not something that is valid in this day and age. That's not true. You know, it's nothing wrong with the institution of marriage. There's nothing wrong with the institution of relationships. The problem is that we are not doing the work. We are not putting in the dedicated time to these different areas of our lives. And as a result of us not doing those things, we are starting to see those areas of our lives suffer. So I want to encourage you guys to really take that inventory of your life. Think about what you need to do and then start implementing a practical plan for me being able to actually implement those changes. Because we could talk about it all day till we're blue in the face, but unless you're actually putting the work in, nothing's going to change. You're going to end up in the same place you were. And then eventually, when that person, because they're a human, disappoints you or does something that is outside of what your expectations are of them, you're going to find yourself super frustrated. So I'm trying to help you guys think about it before it snowballs into a negative place. You have to be willing to never neglect your self-care time. Never neglect the time that you spend, whether it's prayer, meditation. I don't know. Everybody's not a spiritual person. I am a very spiritual person. So that is how I have to set my day. That's the thing that keeps me from wanting to strangle my children sometimes when they're frustrating me. You know, it's my time that I spend in prayer, my time I spend in meditation, the time that I have God, you know, really reveal to me how to parent, how to be a good partner, how to be a good coworker or an employee or a boss or a manager or a director or whatever it is, all the different roles that we play. Those things are key for me. Now, for those of you that don't believe in implementing some type of spiritual practice in the morning, I don't know what to tell you. Whether or not you do or not, it's up to you, but you still need to have some time in self-care. And self-care looks different for everybody. For me, it's my yoga and my meditation time. I love my yoga and my meditation time. I love my time that I spend in my scriptures and I'm reading my different plans that I have on my Bible app. And I'm doing those things because it sets the pace for my mentality and my mindset for that day. And it gives me the peace that I need to be able to go through that day. So I just want to encourage you guys with this little quick word. I love you guys very much. A couple of quick announcements. Like I said, I am working diligently on finishing up the EP Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle album. That is an accompaniment for this podcast. So I am super, super, super excited to have it come out and be able to share that information with you guys. Please check out my Instagram and my TikTok and my YouTube. I will be doing little promo videos. We are going to be doing a lot of different things. I'm actually working on, we'll be starting to work on the music videos for the first two singles that have been released. So those are coming down the pipe. I have so many different things that I want to do, so many things I want to share, but I want you guys to just keep rocking with me. I am one person trying to do the job of 25 people. And for the most part, I'm pretty successful at it. But a girl is getting burnt out. I'm really tired. And it's getting to the place now where I'm starting to hire other people. Thank God for the resources to be able to do so. So I'm about to start hiring other people to kind of help with some of the marketing and the advertising of the things that I'm doing. But you guys will be seeing some new photos. You'll be seeing some new promo videos. And then I will also be going on tour in April. The third and fourth weeks of April, I will be in tour in Florida. And then I'm also going to be doing some tour dates here in the Maryland, DC, Virginia area, as well as in Atlanta and in New York. So stay tuned. I will be putting those schedules out on my social medias. If you do not follow me on my social medias, please visit my link tree. It has a list of all of my social medias there, but I am mainly on my Instagram, which is Erica Janelle Music, which is M-U-Z-I-K. It's E-R-I-C-A-J-A-N-E-L-L-E-M-U-Z-I-K. And that's the same for that and my TikTok. I'm building my TikTok. I finally broke down and got a TikTok. It's not my favorite thing to do. You guys know the only social media I love is doing this YouTube and this podcast. Other than that, I'm not really into it as much because it's very time consuming and I'm very busy. But I have been on TikTok. I am now on TikTok. I am on YouTube and I am on my Instagram consistently. I am not so much on Facebook. So if you guys are looking for me on Facebook, I don't really post to Facebook very often. What's on my Instagram, I believe, feeds to my Facebook, but for the most part, I don't ever go on Facebook like that. Yeah, so the tour is coming in April. Super excited about that. I'm also going to be doing the book tour simultaneously with the music tour. So please stay tuned. I will be sending updates. I will be sending links. I will be sending calendars. Don't you worry. I've got a PR agent that is helping me with all of these things. So please stay tuned. I love you guys. I thank you so much for your support. Thank you for helping me really, and I say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys for helping me really live my dream and live my purpose. I could not do what I do without my podcast, my YouTube, my Instagram audiences. You guys are the reason I get up and do this every day because I love it. Like, I'm super hoarse right now. I've been doing a lot of teaching with my modeling and acting classes as well as singing. My voice is tapped out and it's allergy season, but I will always do this for you guys because it means so much to me. I know I've been kind of out of pocket for the last couple of weeks, but I've also been having to work on my own body. Like, I need to take care of my body. So just wanted to let you guys know I haven't forgotten about you. I love you. You guys are the lifeblood for why I do what I do. And I'm so thankful for you guys. I'm hoping to really grow this podcast and grow this audience so that we can really, truly, truly make a difference in the world and make people still believe in relationships. Have convinced people that relationships are not bad. Marriage is not bad. It's a beautiful thing if it's entered into the right way. I love you guys. Enjoy your week. And I'll be seeing you guys next week. By the way, I will have Everett on next week, and I'm super excited. We're going to continue the connection versus chemistry talk, and this time we're going to be talking about sex in that. And we're also going to be doing a couple of episodes about his experience after dying and going to heaven and coming back. So he's going to talk about how he saw Jesus, and well, he almost died, basically, and he saw Jesus and his experience with that. I'm always fascinated by that. I truly, truly believe in that. I know of several people that have experienced it, and it's a beautiful thing when you hear their stories. Always very similar. So I can't wait to share that with you guys. I love you guys. Have an amazing week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.